on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Kenny? I don't think so. Not today, anyway. All right, let's get at it. The clock says it's 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday, the 21st of June. The official, I think, summertime starts this afternoon, doesn't it? Depending on how you look at the calendar. But the I think the first full day is tomorrow. So that would be the so-called longest day of the year when there's more sunshine, or at least there's more daylight than there is darkness. And so that is kind of a cool thing. Summertime, the living is easy. Is that so? A lot of people are on vacation already. Did you notice that? Kenny, I was sort of surprised.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Seems that has started early this year. June's a good month for a vacation. Well, any month, I guess, depending on what you do with your time, if you like vacations. I don't like getting into, nor have I ever liked getting into that routine or the rigor, but some people think it's important to take a little time here and there as you can. I find that more refreshing, but everybody's different. I don't like not being able to do this program, so I'm here every day, Monday through Saturday, with a weekend show called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, because I like to do it, and I think it fulfills a need. I don't need to have days off, per se. I do different things with my time. So we're in our 25th year, and I haven't had a vacation with this program yet. Maybe some people think I need one. A permanent vacation. All right, so the NSA... Let's see some of the things that are on people's minds this week as we review by listening to some of the things that you listen to, some of the talk hosts and shows around the country. NSA, it turned out to be number one this week on our talk radio review, which is carried by a lot of the same stations that carry the Good Day program. So let's get started with that. The company that vetted Mr. Snowden for his job, now under investigation. Since the matter is under investigation, Booz Allen Hamilton will not reveal anything. A spokesperson has said that hiring screeners found several discrepancies with Snowden's resume, but they decided they'd hire him anyway. Meanwhile,
well,
members...
What the heck?
Why
not?
Nobody's perfect.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, judgment calling into question the hiring of Mr. Snowden. Anyway, members of Congress also continuing to debate with the public and among themselves the importance of the program itself, the surveillance program, security issues, privacy matters. So let's listen to this excerpt from a program hosted by Bob Montgomery. Here he talks to Senator Dan Coats of Indiana. Coates says members of Congress need to stop playing politics with the NSA and privacy concerns and get the facts before they start talking to the news media.
You recently wrote an op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal basically calling to task some of your colleagues about this whole NSA issue, the National Security Agency looking into American phone records and the like. What was the overriding message?
The overriding message is get the facts before we go out and try to sensationalize this. The facts... will define what is done and what is not done. And I think Americans need to know that and have that. It's too easy to take this and feed this into this current level of distrust of government, which I fully understand. This IRS scandal, Benghazi story that keeps changing from the administration and the activities of the Attorney General, all have led American people to believe that you just can't trust Washington anymore. But when you have a system here that is preventing terrorist attacks, it's what people wanted us to do after 9/11, and it doesn't intrude on their privacy. That needs to be separated out from this level of distrust because, as was released yesterday from the testimony, we have stopped dozens of attempts, over 50 attempts here and abroad by terrorists to harm Americans and harm our allies. And this is a program that I think needs to be better understood. The problem is that it's classified. We don't want our enemies to know how we do this because this is how we stop them. And it's been very, very successful. But some members have taken the opportunity to feed into this narrative that the government is somehow listening to your phone calls, which is absolutely not true.
The first word came out when the story hit the Guardian newspaper, and it said that there was some level of congressional oversight. As a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, did you know what was happening, and were you getting regular updates on what the progress was?
Yes, we've spent hours and hours and hours overseeing these programs to make sure that there is no abuse, to make sure that every letter of the law is lived up to. Now, every member has access to this information if they choose to do so, and there are briefings on that. But as a member of the Intelligence Committee, we stay on this thing on a regular basis. Members obviously have other areas to focus on also. But to say also, this was passed through the Congress. It has layers and layers and layers of oversight. So it's not just the Intelligence Committee, not just members of Congress. It's also the agencies have rules they have to follow. It has to go before a court of judges before you can get any kind of warrant in order to pursue more information. And so I think those multiple layers of oversight are there. If we need to strengthen it, which I don't think we do, but if we need to strengthen it, we will. We want to assure Americans that what the program is, but more importantly, what it isn't relative to privacy. We have to respect the privacy of Americans. It's constitutional, and we're doing that with this program. I just think a lot of this has been misrepresented.
You know, I listen to guys like that. That's Senator Dan Coats from Indiana. What I hear, there are rules and regulations set up, and the assumption from listening to him is that they follow him. Sir, have you paid attention to the IRS scandal and the rules that were supposed to be followed over there, and they haven't been? So don't tell us, don't be in this sort of subordinate role that you play, subordinate to us. We're the taxpayers. We're the people who run the country. You arrogant SOB. The fact that there are rules in place and you just lallygagging along, say, oh, well, there are rules and everybody's following. The people there don't follow the rules. For God's sakes, the president doesn't even follow the rules. There are very few people in our country who have the feeling, have the confidence that the government is following rules in any number of broad strokes. So don't tell us that they play by the rules, because they don't play by the rules. That's an offensive statement that is annoying to listen to, at least on my part. Kenny, what are people saying? Twitter, Facebook, it's facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. I just find that kind of stuff to be, as you can hear in my tone, annoying. There are rules in place. Yeah, there are a lot of rules in place for a lot of different things and a lot of different agencies. And because it's so damn big and they can't be managed, nobody knows really what's going on. Well, all right, I've made my point, I think.
See, I think these guys get to Washington and somehow they just absolutely lose touch with reality.
Yep.
Yeah. They're in their little bubble, and there are rules, and everybody follows them.
Oh, sure they do.
Shouldn't question it.
Go ahead.
On Facebook, lots of conversations still about Edward Snowden. Mickey says people like Snowden are the only reason we know any of the goings on in our government.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. I saw a posting that we had, honk if you hate the IRS, a guy holding up a placard. Honk if you hate the IRS. Go ahead, you can do it now if you want. All right, what else?
Let's see. Greg says that he still thinks that Snowden is a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Scott says he thinks that in the end, Snowden was a mole or plant, and he was being told what to do, and he will wind up being the scapegoat.
Being told what to do by whom? The Chinese government? Is that the theory from guys like that? Is that what it is?
He doesn't say, but I'm certainly suspicious, have been since this broke, that
yeah.
It just seemed he went in there. The more we hear about this, he was there for just a few months, and it took almost all of that time for him to track down, download all of this information that he stole onto a thumb drive, and also make plans to flee the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like he knew from his first day with the NSA what he was going to do.
Yep.
Just seems suspicious.
I think you can ask that question with some insight, and because there isn't an answer, it becomes more of a question. Always, questions that don't have answers become bigger questions, don't they? 888-302-3684. Always the way to be in touch here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambrin. Ambrin is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambrin is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Granger is where we get it. With names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell. Recommended for safety. Trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, will your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
Being the curious sort that I am, Doug Steffen here with Ken Kessler. You can email us, doug@dougsteffen.com, ken@dougsteffen.com. I went to the National Security Agency's website, which is, according to them, celebrating 60 years of defending our nation and securing the future. And there's also the Central Security Service that's a part of this. They explain their mission, the NSA. Core mission is to protect U.S. national security systems and to produce foreign signals and intelligence information. Information about Title 7, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That explains, you can click there for the latest statements from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence regarding the unauthorized disclosures of classified information. And then they have their own little cryptic museum to celebrate armed forces. And it's like a typical government thingamabobber here. Careers at the NSA, that's one you want to click on. Opportunities for you. I click on that. Let's see here. Fill in for Edward Snowden. They're looking for somebody to do that. 21 after the hour.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video Dash Cam.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Song, no matter how old you are, you should know Mungo Jerry, right? And in the summertime, crank it up, Michael.
If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Spend it on the lake, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down,
I think you can make it. From what I remember of this song as a disc jockey, this is moldy, oldy, goody, goldy stuff like you wouldn't believe. This song came out the same summer that The Letter, the Box Top song. It was about the same length, 2 minutes and 6 seconds or something like that. It's a fun way for us to mark the fact that summertime has started. I was incorrect. Started at, what did you say, Kenny, 1:04 Eastern time this morning?
1:04 Eastern time. So it was technically on Thursday, June 20th, when it started on the West Coast.
Right. All right. So
it happens rarely.
It's a happening. Summertime 2013. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Women in combat. And whether or not it's a good idea, women big enough and strong enough to take on these roles. Here's how Susan Rose, along with John Zach, talking to Iraqi war veteran David Baladia about the announcement that women would be put in combat roles.
What do you think about women in combat roles?
Well, first of all, I mean, politicians have really screwed this entire debate up. I mean, the argument on its merits, saying that women aren't in combat is not true. I mean, women have served in combat since World War I. We've had Silver Star recipients in Iraq and in World War II in Vietnam. So women are always going to serve in combat. The real debate here is the Obama administration's insistence on putting women in combat arms occupational specialties, meaning the difference between saying, should women be police officers and should women be on SWAT teams kicking down doors? That's really what the debate is. And the Obama administration has created this problem because in the same week that they want to have this debate about women in Navy SEALs and women in Special Forces, they released that 26,000 sexual assaults have occurred. And one of the things that's so disingenuous for me is that while Secretary Hagel is talking about the outrage of sexual assaults. 70% of those sexual assaults are occurring outside of combat arms specialties. So what we're saying is, where there isn't a lot of women, there isn't a lot of these sexual assaults. So it's either one or the other. If we truly care about, you know, curtailing these assaults in a combat zone, we have to be serious about that. And you don't have this debate about women in combat if you're serious about curtailing sexual assaults.
Okay, so this issue, women in leadership and commanding roles on the front lines, in the foxhole, in combat situations, it's easier said than done, right, David?
Absolutely. I mean, look, this is the same debate that we've had in firefighters, fire stations across America, and, you know, are we going to relax standards, or are you going to say across the board, if women can do the job, this is the standard across the board? Do we have different standards for men and women? The reality is that unlike any other job in the world, if you can't meet the standard, people will die. Period. That is the role of combat, is to kill and destroy. And if you can't meet the standard, you're gonna die. So it's the reality of, you know, are we doing this to feel good about ourselves? Or are we putting people in a position there that we can bring them home safely? If the answer is yes, I'm all for bringing Americans home safely. If the answer is no, this is about being politically correct, then I think this is nonsense.
All right. I think I'm with him, frankly, on this. There are plenty of women who are big enough, strong. You have to be angry to do this? Well, maybe. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If there's one thing most of us say we really want when we travel, it's free internet. Now, I get the concept of unplugging, but let's face it. Few of us change our lifestyle when we change our location. We want connectivity. The good news is, more and more airports are finally offering free wireless. And you'll find it in major airports like San Francisco, Minneapolis, and Baltimore. Intercontinental Hotels announced that they'll offer free Wi-Fi to its loyalty members next year. Marriott has also announced that it's offering free Wi-Fi in all of its lobbies. And the cool thing is, anyone can use it. Now, if you still can't find a connection on the road, then talk to your cable provider about whether you can connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot while you're on the road. Or check in with your cell provider about a 3G or 4G device that turns your cell phone into a mobile hotspot. Just watch out for nearby laptop users taking advantage of your bandwidth. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit ValairBallroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Beginning to Friday. Excuse me, this is the Dexter. That didn't sound too strong, did it? I'm drinking that purple juice that's around now. I'm not sure that I'm trying to stay away from all the sugary juices that people drink that taste good, but they aren't necessarily good for you. You're trying to find something that's good. You know the old expression, it's good and good for you. The essence of the news of the day, the stories, important items. According to a new report released by the World Health Organization, 35% of women around the world are victims of physical and sexual violence. Study revealed that intimate partner violence is the most common, affecting 30% of women globally. Asian women are most likely to become victims, 37% reporting sexual or physical partner abuse. They were followed by Eastern Mediterranean women, 37%, African women, 36%. In high-income countries like ours and in Europe, about 23% of women report violence by an intimate partner. These findings send a powerful message about, and this sort of goes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. This, the reason I brought this up is because the issue of whether or not women belong in combat is something that continues. And if women are big enough and strong enough, they can do the work. Again, as the gentleman said, there's been this debate going on with women in the police, women in firefighting roles. There are a lot of women who get into these things, and either they are developed and are interested in it before they get in, or they work on it in order to achieve something. I've seen any number of women who are bodybuilders. They become the time that you have on your hands, men and women who are firefighters, for example, and men and women are in the service too, but firefighters seem to have more time on their hands. And so they have weight rooms in most of these firehouses, and the men and women are working out together. And the women, in many instances, and we see that in society today, more and more women are interested in building up their physical prowess. And so to say just as a matter of course that women can't do these things is folly. The same circumstance, though, you look around and see the number of women who aren't big enough and strong enough to protect themselves, and they become victims of this sexual physical violence. And it's not only, by the way, at the hands of men who might be their intimate partner, there are more and more cases of fathers doing unspeakable things to their daughters. Can you imagine what impact that would have on the life of a woman who is molested or abused in some such, in any way, in any number of ways, by her father? What does that do for the trust quotient for that woman when it comes to men? It's, how could you have, a lot of times it might be that the memory is blocked out, but yet you get into situations with men, and these things come back into the women's subconscious and destroy any chance that they have of becoming comfortable being intimate. And what kind of a man does this? That's another question. This is much deeper than we'll probably be able to get into. I just am offering some thoughts because I've known of some people who have had this, and it really is, it destroys their lives in many respects. Anger, cruelty, that sort of thing surfaces. 888-302-3684. The immigration discussion, a lot of time, Kenny, on that this week. Here's host Jim Leach talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the status of the Gang of Eight bill as it goes through the Senate.
Among the big issues on Capitol Hill right now is immigration. Work continues to try to craft a bill that can get through both the House and the Senate, or through a conference committee of the two, and that will actually make a meaningful difference. How close are we to that, Senator?
This bill went through the Judiciary Committee. 300 amendments were offered, 140 were passed, and the same thing might happen on the floor. That's just fine. That's what we're supposed to do. But at the end of the day next week, before we break for the 4th of July, we need to pass this bill. And then it's up to the House of Representatives. They just can't ignore it. We have a broken immigration system. 11 million undocumented people living in our country. We have a border that we can make stronger and safer. We need to do things that make us a stronger and better country, this nation of immigrants, than we currently are. To ignore the problem is just not acceptable. We were sent to Washington to solve the problem.
And one of the big knocks on this is that some people will try to claim this is amnesty, that by letting these 11 million illegals have a path to citizenship, we are in effect excusing their sins, their law breaking, etc. How do you argue against that?
Completely wrong. If you went out speeding on I-55 this afternoon and you were arrested and you ended up with your day in court and they fined you $125 and said this is your second violation, you're going to be on, we're going to keep an eye on you for the next 30 days. 30 days pass, nothing's happened. Leach is a safe driver. Okay. You paid your debt, you move on. Was that amnesty? No. You paid the fine, you face the music, and there you are. Same thing's true here. For the 11 million people undocumented, they've got to register with the government, face a criminal background check, pay a substantial fine, pay their taxes, and be monitored for a span of 10 years to make sure that they are learning English, working, doing the things they're supposed to do. If they stumble along the way, they're gone. That is an amnesty. They're paying a price for coming into this country and overstaying a visa or coming across the border. And if at the end of 10 years they pass the test, they'll get their chance to move to legalization.
Sounds good. Does it work? Guess you got to try something like that to see if it works. But what's, it isn't working. Whatever we're doing now isn't working because there's nothing that we're doing in general, although a lot of people have been deported, I think, in the last 12 months or so, right? Didn't we have set a record last year, Kenny, as to number of people
that I saw
deported?
Something about that, yeah.
Like hundreds of, to the point of 400,000 or something like that? 888-302-3684. All right. So what do we have as... I don't think people are talking much on social media about the George Zimmerman trial, are they? Has there been much...
Not really. I bet they will today. Yesterday, late... I think it was late yesterday when they finally got the jury set.
Mm-hmm. So all women, I understood. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, all women. I think there are four alternates, and there are two men and two women in that, but the main jury is six women.
All right. So here's host Matt Patrick listening to his program. He talked about the selection of the jury, in fact.
The jury in the George Zimmerman trial has been chosen. So the trial can now get underway, and I got to tell you, don't you think that was awfully fast? It took, what, a week? A couple weeks? I'm not sure. When did they start picking the jury? Maybe 2 weeks? I mean, it's unbelievable that they were able to seat a jury that fast in this trial, because you had to find people, six people, four alternates, that both sides, the prosecution and the defense, could agree were unbiased. Well, the six jurors are all women. Let me say that again. The six jurors chosen to decide the fate of George Zimmerman, the man accused of killing Trayvon Martin, are all women.
What color are they? Oh, it doesn't matter what color they are.
Oh, sure it does, because that's going to be the discussion, I mean, for the next couple of months as this trial goes on. Six women. Five of them are white. One is Hispanic. Is that mind-boggling? George Zimmerman, the jury of his peers. So now you have five white women and one Hispanic woman on a jury. Four alternates were also chosen. I don't know what their genders are. I don't know what their race is. I don't know what their nationality is. So who does that benefit, having six women on the jury?
What would you suggest? What's the implication there with that question, the way he's asked it? 888-302-3684, an all-female jury selected in the trial. They are going to decide. I thought, for some reason or other, how did it get to be a six-person jury instead of 12? Is that something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something Florida or...
Yeah, maybe. The jury is going to be sequestered for the entire trial that starts next Monday. Who knows how long it could last. So these people have to give up their freedom, in essence, in a trial like this. 888-302-3684. A couple of other important trials in focus this week. One of them has to do with Boston gangster Whitey Bulger. And we'll have the story behind the story with that trial getting underway in just a moment here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is best-selling author Lily Capel. Her newest book, The Astronaut Wives Club, describes the lives of the women whose husbands were sent to outer space in the 1960s.
Although it starts out as that 50s ideal, and for the wives that means the perfect home, the perfect kids, looking beautiful, having tea with Jackie Kennedy. But throughout the program you have, you know, the rise of feminism, and I would say the launch of the American woman. So what made this story really compelling to me as well was tracing how these wives sort of break out of that mold of the perfect hero's wife, and that we see sort of the human side of the space race through their story. Individually, if you look at the wives, Betty Grissom, who is married to Gus Grissom, they were childhood sweethearts from Indiana. Betty had to work very hard to even put him through engineering school at Purdue. She worked as a late night telephone operator. Sort of as women around the country were becoming liberated, Betty Grissom really came into her own. One of my favorite women in the book is Reen Carpenter, the wife of Scott Carpenter. And by the early 70s, she was no longer married to her astronaut, and she was hosting her own feminist talk show. And she had really broken out of that archetypal astro-wife mold.
Lily Capel, author of The Astronaut Wives Club, the true story of the wives of the early space explorers. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game! Judy, spin the meat wheel! You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or...
Swap it!
Or the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
All right, let's get to another trial going on this week, this time in Boston. Here's host Helen Glover talking to Howie Carr, another talk radio host, Boston guy, wrote a book about the Bulger family, Whitey Bulger. He's been broadcasting his program next door, next to the facility, the courthouse where the trial is taking place. So this ought to be pretty interesting.
What I find interesting here is it reads like a script for, you know, the next Godfather movie or Goodfellas, because we're looking into the mind here of this guy, John Moderano, the hitman, the enforcer for the Winter Hill Gang. And he's saying, hey, it was a job. I'm not proud of it. I'm not sure that I liked it. But, you know, hey, I did it because, you know, I thought we had this trust. And then when I find out that Whitey Bulger and Steve the Rifleman Flinney there are turning people in as an informant to the FBI, that's when I lost it.
Right. Well, you know, he'd been through this before in some of the earlier trials when he was testifying against Zip Connolly, the crooked FBI agent, and the jury believed him. But, you know, what he usually says is, you were the famous James Michael Curley line. He went to jail for taking an exam, and his motto in the next election was his slogan, he did it for a friend. Well, that basically is what Moderano's slogan is. He did it for a friend. You know, he always was trying to help somebody out when he did these things. Granted, he made mistakes. He killed people. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying that's the line that he's going to take. And, he's fairly unflappable on the witness stand. Hank Brennan is a former prosecutor, and he's the younger of the two lawyers, and they're kind of going to let him go after Moderano. He's just asking these rapid fire questions, just trying to rattle Moderano. And I'm not sure if it's going to work. The thing is, this time yesterday you had about an hour and a half to do it. Today's got the whole day, 3.5-4 hours, you know.
And we're hearing about how close that relationship was. I mean, he's godfather to some of the Whitey's and Stephen the Rifleman Fleming's kids. He named his own kids after Whitey and Stevie, James Stephen. Can you get a read on the jury, how they're taking his testimony?
Yeah, I think it's the same as with the Connolly juries. The cross-examining attorneys try to portray him as some kind of monster, and they portray him like they're almost frightened to be talking to him and taking risks by calling him a serial killer. But I think the jury is more fascinated. I mean, look, this is a society that's made hits out of The Sopranos, Godfather, Goodfellas. You know, I mean, these people, I think, are fascinated by the stories he tells. I couldn't believe it. The first day he was on the witness stand, they brought him in around 10:30. Court breaks at, one. And he went over 15 murders in like 2 hours.
Jeez.
Man, what kind of, that's a whole different world, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Oof.
Wow.
Speaking of that, the Taliban says it wants to talk to the Americans about releasing prisoners of war. They have Americans, and they want us to give them some of the Gitmo detainees. According to sources, this group would hand over Army Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl should the U.S. agree to their terms. He's 27 years old, from Idaho. He's been in captivity there since 2009. And so let's see here. You're going to get him back. And they want Mullah Fazal Akud, Nurullah Nuri. Why am I going through these names? Nobody knows who these people are. But is this a good idea? Yes or no? Exchange an American, one American, who's being detained by the Taliban for five in Gitmo.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Conversation here on the Good Day program, 53 past the hour. This week, a new documentary came out claiming that Flight 800, TWA Flight 800, back in 1996, the investigation was a cover-up. The film named TWA Flight 800, premiering on Epix next month, features former investigators who looked into the crash. Investigators are breaking their silence to say the explosion that brought down the plane wasn't an accident. The final report on the cause of the blast was falsified. I said this at the time. I've been saying it ever since, that the crash... Well, let's listen to a couple of different excerpts, a couple of different talk radio programs we monitor talking about this. Here's host Ro Khan with Richard Roper talking to reporter Rick Leventhal about the crash.
TWA 800, we're heading up on the, what is it, 17th anniversary?
Yeah, this is July 17th.
The this is going to be the 17th anniversary of the crash of TWA Flight 800. It was a 747 leaving Kennedy on its way to Paris. A few minutes into the flight, there was an explosion, and it breaks apart over Long Island Sound.
Yes. And as you probably recall, there was a lengthy investigation, and very early on there was a lot of talk that it might have been a missile that brought down the plane. Even then, the nation was on high alert for terrorism, and the FBI thoroughly investigated the possibility of a missile, they say, and the NTSB was on scene investigating the possibility that it was an accident, and ultimately that was the official cause of the crash, a faulty wiring that sparked an explosion in the center fuel tank.
Well, Rick, and the NTSB and the FBI, they conducted parallel investigations. I had a keen interest in this because this is sort of the first big internet-fueled conspiracy theory, you know, big story, you know, in 1996, you know,
right,
as we were all sort of getting online, you know, in masses. And it, as you mentioned, it was this extensive, the most probably longest and probably the most expensive and extensive investigation of its kind in the United States history. So, of course, the big question is, what's new now?
Well, these filmmakers, have one of the guys involved has been following this story like you since the very beginning, and he sort of made it his cause to dig deeper and find out whether or not the official cause of the crash is in fact the actual cause of the crash. They conducted dozens of interviews with witnesses and former investigators, including a member of the NTSB's GO team who was there at the, you know, the day after and spent 4 years on the case. And this filmmaker, this scientist says that, in fact, the official cause of the crash is flawed, that it wasn't a fuel tank explosion, but it was a missile. And he credits a lot of these witnesses and these former investigators with bringing new information to light and new interpretations of the existing physical evidence. He says it all points to an external explosion outside the plane that brought that plane down.
I agreed with that 100% then and do now. Here's host Ed Crane talking about the new investigation that's being called for in this crash.
Let me take you back to that night, July 17th, 1996. Very warm night on Long Island, just before 9 p.m. I was sleeping ahead of an early morning assignment at CBS, but something horrible happened just 20 miles from my home. A Paris-bound jumbo jet climbing over the ocean with 230 people on board, French businessmen, high school kids looking for an exciting sojourn in Europe, crew members, summer tourists, and a very experienced pilot crew. Seatbelts were fastened, flight attendants were waiting for a signal that the cruising altitude had been reached, and then suddenly the big plane was blown out of the sky and the lives of all aboard gone. Soon, I was jarred awake by a call from the CBS News desk, which delivered the news and an assignment, head to the crash site. I would remain there for weeks. Cell phones were primitive, but as my only tools, I chartered a small fishing boat and headed out to what we would call the debris field. I girded myself for dead bodies or parts. I described live for CBS News what I saw: backpacks, hand luggage, tickets, cash, ID cards, all matter of plane debris, blankets and booklets and tray tables and guidebooks, stuffed animals, drink cups embossed with the cheerful TWA logo. It was heartbreaking, but that thought would come later. I was on autopilot. TWA's end came in the midst of the summer cocktail hour, and as the plane disintegrated, an untold number of people looked up in horror from the beach or the decks or vacation homes in East Mauritius, a coastal hamlet near the Hamptons. I talked to a bunch of them later, as did other reporters, and to a person, the accounts were uncanny. The big jet was lumbering up over the water when a fast-moving light shot up from sea level, and suddenly the plane was free-falling crime scene. Had to be a missile, everyone thought. The only question, who did it? Pre-9/11, we didn't know much about Al-Qaeda, and after hearing that an LL jet running late should have been lumbering over Mauritius at the time Flight 800 was, the idea of Arabs in a skiff of a hand-sailed Stinger was possible. And in ensuing days, it was confirmed that U.S. Navy ships were out there, too. Something said missile. Eyewitnesses never testified. A source who examined the body say all but a few, perhaps where a missile hit, were intact. If the plane did blow apart, as investigators would later conclude, those remains would be in pieces scattered for miles. Amazingly, a crazy working theory would be deemed the cause after $30 million worth of investigation. Flight 800, they said, was brought down when fumes from an empty center fuel tank were ignited by a spark from a faulty wire. In 30 preceding years, that never happened on a 747, and it hasn't happened since.
Yeah. Two and two is still four in my book, Kenny. I'm 100% agree.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.